Michael Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's a story.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Got a story for you. Did you realize that the Police and the Clash and Dire Straits and the Sex Pistols all started at the same time in about the same place? Didn't turn out the same for all of them, but still there was some cross-pollination along the way and some getting along quite well kind of stuff as well.
I'd seen the Police doing an MTV advert saying, "I want my MTV," just saying it all together. And I thought if I set that to the notes of Don't Stand So Close to Me, it'll work. So I remember saying to the guys, I'd really like to get Sting to do this. Well, I mean, we knew them anyway because we'd done a lot of gigs together in Germany. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, "Oh, well, that's fine because he's here on holiday." So to me, it was almost like a dream sequence at the beginning. It's like a thing for kids where I'd visualized a kid in his bedroom with that "I Want My MTV" thing happening and the camera rushing over the landscape. And, you know, as I said before, it's a good thing I never had anything to do with the video. But it was perfect for Sting's voice, I thought that. And then because I used the five notes from Don't Stand So Close to Me, you know, that's how the co-writing thing happened, which is fine. It's absolutely fine with me. And it worked out really well. I remember quite clearly Sting coming into the studio and saying, "What's wrong?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Nobody's fighting."
Nobody's fighting. It was not the Police. It was Dire Straits. And that's a story.
I want my to live.